Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I have an announcement to make.
All right. By the way, Brian Whitman, hotter than hell during that commercial break. Yelling, screaming, swearing, cursing.
Because
you were cussing.
Because I was unfairly treated and targeted. So what we're going to do is what we have, what Jerry has in his studio. I believe this is a yes or no. Yes or no, that is the Jack FM Music Library. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. We're going to take, Jerry is going to randomly take 40 songs that are hits.
Yeah.
40 songs that are hits from that long list of hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock, I want Randy Wang's ass.
Whoa. I hope there's more to that.
I want that bitch's ass in that seat for a rematch at 10 o'clock. And he's not going to get his Michael Jackson. It might be a Michael Jackson song in there. I don't know. But they're going to be hits.
Yeah, but dude, but when he lost last time, he didn't come in and say, I want Brian Whitman's ass.
Because when he lost last time, it was a very fairly staged competition. This was Randy picking the CDs, going. Do you want to answer your question?
It's by here.
Going to Jerry. Saying, pick music from only these CDs. Don't pick music from these CDs. Trying to, in a very slippery way, get things his way. Kind of.
Brian, you're full of it.
No, I'm not, Randy.
You're totally full of it.
No, I'm not. Wherever you
just
are.
Just admit you lost.
I know I lost, but I lost in a very unfair way. So what's going to happen is, bitch, your ass is in that bitch seat.
Hey, you want to go? Let's go.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, you're going down.
For a rematch. Let's get it on.
These two idiots.
Let's get it on.
All right, 10 o'clock. There's going to be a major competition. Name that tune
and
going on again.
You could call it the rubber match because I beat him the first
time. I couldn't believe it.
And he beat me the second time. So I'm going to now, and then I'm in retirement because I've had enough of the way you guys try to.
You'll keep playing.
The way you guys try to Shanghai me all the time.
You love the game. A preview of tomorrow night, and maybe we have music with it as well. But a name that tune for tomorrow night. It'll be Randy Wang versus Jerry Wachowski in a little thing I like to call Name That Tune, Weird Al Style. Yes. Girls, they want to have that lunch.
Randy, girls just
want to
have lunch.
Some girls like to buy new shoes, and others like driving trucks and wearing tattoos. There's only one thing that they all like a bunch.
Now, did Weird Al do 32 songs? Is there?
Oh, I bet there's 32.
There's way more. Weird Al has a gang of songs.
You know what's weird is when we had Weird Al on our show during the Grammy Awards backstage, he was a very nice guy.
Real nice guy.
But we asked him about that. Girls just want to have lunch. And he got very embarrassed. That was the only song a studio has ever told him to write.
Yeah, you brought it up. It was great. It was very fun.
I didn't even know it.
And he was like, you know, they forced him to do it or something. He's kind of embarrassed by it. But it's a big hit for him.
How about that? Weird Al's on his way home, so pissed. God damn it. I got to do girls. They want to have lunch?
Gets home, he throws his keys.
F them. F the studios. I'm not working anymore.
Girls, they want to have lunch. How hacky. Throws his keys across the kitchen.
What do they think I am? Some kind of hack?
Damn it.
All right. We're going to have news. We're a little delay in the news because we're getting some audio sent to us from out of state.
Yep, that's right.
All right. Here's a big news story in Hollywood. You like Hollywood, right?
Well, sure. I mean, I live in Los Angeles. I had a stroke there. Yeah. The doctor told me, I saw him earlier today, he said, is the right side of my face drooping a little bit?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, he said just take a few seconds.
That's Bell's palsy, I believe.
Yeah, just give me a second.
You all right? You're drooling.
I know. I'm sorry. Doctor said that strokes. See,
oof.
They're likely to hit you more frequently after the first one. And I had one Sunday. I didn't tell you that in the morning yesterday. All right. I live in Los Angeles, not in Hollywood, but I do like Hollywood.
Right. Okay. The Writers Guild upset with Ellen DeGeneres for going back to work. Look at that.
Yeah. Look at her, man.
Comes out of Los Angeles, California. I don't know where that is. While Hollywood continues to feel the effects from the ongoing writer's strike, Ellen DeGeneres has found herself in the eye of the storm over her decision to return to work after only one day off the job. Ellen, who returned to the stage on Tuesday after putting production on hold on Monday in support of the strike, received significant backlash from the Writers Guild of America.
She's doing the show without writers?
I don't know. Specifically, the talk show host received criticism from the Writers Guild of America East. That's WGAE for those of you in the biz.
For you industry types.
As Ellen had planned on heading to New York to tape her show later this month, Ellen DeGeneres went back on the air this week after honoring only a day of the Writers Guild strike.
Whoa.
In anticipation of her plans to tape the show in New York City on November 19th and 20th, the Writers Guild of America East, WGAE again.
For those of you in the industry.
He is extremely disappointed to see Ellen has chosen not to stand with the writers during the strike.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jay Leno won't do his show.
He's striking with them. He's walking with them.
I'm not going to cross the picket line. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'll cross the picket line. I'm going to put on my denim shirt, my denim pants.
But what is...
The picket sign, ladies and gentlemen.
But what is Oprah doing? If Oprah's back, then Ellen DeGeneres has the right to go back and
Oprah,
do her show.
I don't think Oprah has writers. I mean, Ellen does a comedy, more of a comedy show than Oprah does. Oprah has producers. I don't think Oprah has writers. And I believe there's a difference in terms of union membership and all of that.
All right. Well, but still, well, you know what? Oprah owns her own studio, so she's not crossing a picket line.
Right, she's Harpo Productions.
Yeah, I believe they own their own facility.
Yes, they do.
So Ellen DeGeneres tapes her show at NBC, I believe.
I love this bra.
Oprah, baby, Oprah. I'm so glad you're staying on the air, Oprah, so we can hear things like that.
I love this bra.
Shut up.
Love this bra.
Shut up. Shut up.
All right, gang, does anybody give a rat's ass here? Do you hate Ellen for it? Do you love Ellen for it? Or you just don't give a rat's ass?
Maybe you're a ratter who's in the picket lines and you're striking right now. Do you have a comment? We're going to blow open the phones at 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Jump on live now and give us your opinion. We want to hear what you care about.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. I don't have a big problem with her crossing the picket line. I don't know why.
Well, you're not a striking writer.
Yeah, but I understand, you know, the Leno and the Lettermans. I mean, those are really heavily written shows.
Well, now you can't judge now. That's what a union's about. If you're in the union,
yeah,
you're in the union.
I know, but I think that, I mean, listen, we've had writers on the show. I'm 100% behind the writers. But I don't see that Ellen is going to, you know, tip the scales in the favor of these producers.
I understand that, Tim, because you have a history of crossing picket lines.
How dare you?
When there are grocery strikes, you love to stop your car.
That's not true, dude.
Into Ralph's, you have told me that you...
Bubbo, that is true. When there is a grocery strike, my wife and I, we got into our car and we drove to Santa Barbara in hopes to avoid the strike. And guess what? We got to Santa Barbara and the effing Ralph's in Santa Barbara was also being struck.
Well, of course it was on strike. And what did you think? In Santa Barbara wouldn't be on strike?
I didn't think they were going to go up to Santa Barbara.
So
we crossed and we got our groceries.
So
it doesn't matter.
So again,
I have
changed
my mind about the grocery workers.
So my statement stands.
I've had a change of heart.
My statement stands. You have a history of crossing picket lines.
That is
true.
Probably true.
That's it. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing out.
That's probably true. And I feel terrible. But but I used to get down on the grocery workers.
Yeah.
On the cashiers and the bag boys and everything.
All of them.
I cannot support them anymore now.
Really?
I've had 100%. I've flip-flopped on the issue. I've done like
John Kerry.
What your John Kerry would have done. I flip-flopped.
I supported the $87 million before I voted against it.
Yeah. Because these people.
I believe that this president.
Oh, God. Could you imagine listening to him?
These people who work in a grocery store have to deal with the biggest a-holes on the planet, yes. And they should all be making a ton of money. Everybody who comes through that line is a complete ass. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. And I can't take it anymore. These guys come in with their, you know, get me a, I need, you know, this price is $2.49, but on the shelf it said it was $2.43. I want the 243 instead of 249. You just want to reach over and kill that guy.
Sure you do.
Anyway, so, yeah, the picketers are now picketing all the major studios.
Yep.
And should Ellen DeGeneres suffer and allow Oprah to increase her lead in the ratings.
Oh, so it's a competitive move, you think?
Just because Oprah doesn't ever have to cross a picket line.
That's a good point. I had not considered that, Tim. Once again, you have very, in a very profound way, I think without even realizing it, you have kind of unearthed perhaps the larger truth behind an issue of discussion here on the program tonight.
Thank you very much. I have no problem with this, Ellen. I think she's been through a lot with the dog.
I've had a lot of caffeine.
I think she's been through a lot with that dog, and she's got to get back to work.
Iggy the dog, right, and nobody's heard anything. Iggy could be off of five.
The picketer should be picking her up and walking and carrying her like a goddess into that studio.
Well, Iggy could be, you know, on a five freeway off-ramp.
Sure.
Jerry?
Brian.
I did not. Tim, stop it. I don't do that. In the studio, I've never done it in 21 years.
You farted, dude.
In 21 years, I've never done that to an on-air radio partner. I wouldn't start now with you. I didn't do it.
You want to hear it back?
I'll hear whatever you want to play.
All right, here it is. Listen carefully to Brian farting.
Right.
Suffer and allow Oprah to increase her lead.
I don't fart.
That's
very clear.
I do fart.
It's going to be very clear.
Oprah doesn't ever have to cross a picket line.
That's a good point. I had not considered that, Tim. Once again, you have very, in a very profound way, I think without even realizing it, you have kind of unearthed perhaps the larger truth behind an issue of discussion here on the program tonight.
Thank you very much. I have no problem with this, Ellen. I think she's been through a lot with the dog.
I've had a lot of caffeine.
I think she's been through a lot with that dog, and she's got to get back to work.
Iggy the dog, right, and nobody's heard anything. Iggy could be off of five.
The picketer should be picking her up and walking and carrying her like a goddess into that studio.
Well, Iggy could be, you know, on a five freeway off.
There it is.
No.
There it is.
All right, yeah, that was me, Tim.
A big old fart.
Ryan in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
Hey. Brian, how you doing? I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Can I ask you guys a question real fast?
Yes.
First of all, when you guys came onto the show, didn't you both sign a contract?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So you both signed a contract. You're both going to honor that contract, correct?
I hope so.
I intend to.
Well, that's what Ellen's doing. She's honoring her contract. She isn't a writer. So she has to honor a contract.
Yeah, but that's not true because a lot of the actors on, for instance, the show Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, but they're in different unions. That's a good point. I mean, the actors and the hosts are in a different union.
I know, but the actors on Desperate Housewives walked off the show, and so they can't shoot the show anymore.
Right. Well, you know what happens is sometimes, and we've seen this before, Ryan, with strikes, with union strikes, whether it was a UPS strike that happened, 10 years ago, whatever it was, there's solidarity amongst unions. I mean, one union strikes, and workers from another union will come and strike or picket with those people.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Work that guy, huh? Tony in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Tim, I got some big testicles.
Mm. I had heard that, actually. Tony, it's funny you'd bring that up.
You know
here.
What? I'm not the guy to judge. Let me show Brian.
No. Oh, yeah, he's got some big nuts.
What do you think?
Yeah.
And,
wow.
Is it
pretty
big? Average size?
No, actually, I think, you know
is
what?
Is that right?
I think above average.
Is that right?
Yeah. And by the way, the stick is nothing to sneeze at.
Very impressive. All right, thanks, man.
I'm just concerned with testicles.
You want to? You want to? Hey, Tim, hold on.
All right,
No, come on. It's only fair.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Huh?
You got to get a razor.
Huh?
It's like a rainforest.
No, but come on.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you, dude.
Just put it away, dude.
All right. I just want to. I am putting.
All right. Please. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. But Brian, he's the John McEnroe of Name That Tune.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great comparison.
Well, you know what, Tony? You know, my friend, because you listen. I'll ask you: who's the king of Name That Tune? You know it's me.
That's a great comparison. Thanks, Tony.
And no other person other than yours truly would walk into a competition so rigged, so shanghaied against him. Whereas his opponent selected all of the music.
All right, here's a quote coming in from Ellen DeGeneres.
That was used.
Here's the quote. The quote that was just emailed to us. Evidently, Ellen said this earlier. I want to say I love my writers. I love them. In honor of them today, I'm not going to do a monologue, Ellen said. I'm going to skip the usual round of topical jokes and insights.
I can do some jokes and observational humor.
No jokes.
I mean, I'll just go straight to the dancing, ladies and gentlemen. Little Iggy talk, then straight to the dancing, ladies and gentlemen.
I hear it continues here. I support the writers and hope that they get everything they're asking for.
Yeah.
And I hope it works out soon. In the meantime, people have traveled across the country
to come and see my show.
They've made plans. They're here. I want to do everything I can to make your trip enjoyable and give you a show.
Oh, well, then give that show, girl.
Continues here. Ellen, you're a friend of mine. You danced across the picket line. Ellen...
I thought Nipsey Russell died.
An Ellen show staff member told Access Hollywood.
No, that was Nipsey Russell said that. Ellen, you're a friend of mine. You danced across the picket line, right?
Yeah.
The poet laureate of television, Nipsey Russell. It had been reported that he died, but that was a phony report. He's alive and he wrote that.
Is that right?
Yeah, he wrote that. Read it again. He wrote that today.
It's also a report that nobody listening knows who he is.
People know who Nipsey Russell is, the black guy who used to be on the game
very
shows.
Very few people listening now know who Nipsey Russell is.
Dude, why do you do this to me?
Are you kidding me with the Nipsey Russells?
Tim, I'm 35.
But you have like a 70-year-old soul.
No.
You're like an old-timer.
Guys who are my age or about my age know who the guy is, Nipsey Russell. Shut up, Jerry.
Joe in Sacramento. Joe, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Fat F.
Joe.
What's up? You guys are a couple of huge effing studs, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Well, we just had a stud off a moment ago. I don't know if you heard that.
What do you want?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Totally, man. Hey.
You should come in and see it one night, man. Get a look at my stick, man.
I'd love to, man.
Yeah, man.
Brian, you're the king of tunes.
Thank you, sir.
Tim, you're the king of sarcasm.
I'm also the king of the damaged. I also don't want to surrender that title. I am the king of the damaged.
Kenny Kingston, he's supposed to come
How
in,
are you?
Here he is.
How are you, sweet spirit? How are you, Joe? Joe, I had
a good
sweet spirit. Now, there's a female figure that's crossed over to the other side. Who am I thinking about?
Greta Garbo?
No, well, Garbo, I was Garbo's only psychic. Greta Garbo. But for you, a grandmother or someone who's crossed over to the other side with a P name, there's a P in the first name or the last name or the middle name or one of the letters of all three names is a P. You know who I'm thinking of on your mother's side. Sweet spirit.
On my mother's side? Pamela?
No, your mother's side. You think about it. She had a condominium in Hollywood, Florida.
All right, get out of here, Joe.
Jerry, she had a condominium in Hollywood, Florida.
I think she bought it in Hollywood, Florida.
Paul in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right.
Brian, by the way, I agree with you. A lot of those were not hits.
Oh, sir, thank you for saying that. I missed your name. Paul, is it Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, Paul, you are on several notes, you're right. I want to take a moment to address this. A lot of them were not hits. And most of them were not hits. And my opponent, can you imagine this, Paul, went into Jerry with a list of songs that he could use for
That's
the competition.
Not true.
He gave him a list of four CDs.
That's not true.
Is that true?
That's not true. He gave him.
Why do you defend Randy like this?
Because you're lying.
I am not lying.
He did not give him songs to put on the list.
He gave him the CDs.
You just said he gave him songs to put on the list.
He didn't give me CDs. He told me
on
four names of CDs
right.
to use.
Well, on the CDs. Are songs. So if I give you four CDs, I'm familiar with the songs on those CDs.
Brian, Randy won. He's the gayest. You're not.
Okay, that's fine.
Michael Jackson songs.
All I'm saying is, and Tim, you want to defend him. I'm supposed to be your partner.
I'm defending the truth.
I'm supposed to be your partner.
I am the biggest defender of the truth.
I'm never defended by you, and it's starting to irk me a little bit. Paul is right. The caller is right. Please put him back on the line. The man has an important statement to make.
I just want to say that was about as fair as you going up against Shauna Woolsey and the Beatles.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, real quick, with regards to the writer's strike, the amount of money that the writers are making,
right?
They should not be picking it out. A writer that works, a buddy of mine is a producer for Columbia Television, who told me that 19 out of 20 shows, first of all, are in the red, that the one show that does make it is to pay for the other shows where they lost money.
Yeah, man.
The writers are paid their full salary, even if the show doesn't make it. And the writers are absolutely insane. That none of them have taken an economic class or a business class, and if they did, they wouldn't be striking.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, a specific question about this, the strike. the studios give the writers 3 to 4 cents per DVD sold, and some of the DVDs are sold for, you know, $29. Do you think that's fair?
There was an article today in Variety that said...
Do you think it's fair, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Seeing the cost of DVDs in marketing and that the sales...
All right, well, let me ask you another question then.
Hold on.
Scrooge, hold on. Let me ask you another question. The studios will now start selling the movies over the internet and not pay the writers a single penny per movie viewed. Do you think that is a right thing to do?
That wasn't on the table with regards to the internet. You may have been misinformed.
That's not true.
The internet was the television shows where the writers felt that they should get paid. And the thing is that...
Do you think that the writers should be paid for the internet downloads?
There's no money that the producers are making right now off the internet. They're only using...
No. Listen to me.
This is what my buddy told me.
Paul, I know. Your buddy is it may be informed, but it sounds like he's also on one side.
No, he explained to me that because there are so many channels on television...
I'm just going to ask you a question, and you tell me whether it's right. Do you think that the writers should be paid 0 pennies every time their movie is downloaded on the internet?
Right now, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. I think it's radically unfair.
I agree with you.
If the writers get 0 pennies, not a penny.
I agree with you.
And I think that guy Paul is in the minority. I think that that people do sympathize. Yeah, these writers make a lot of money, but they also make no money, too. They sometimes go years without making any money.
I agree.
And you know what? They entertain all of us. Every time we watch TV or watch a decent movie, they're the ones that did it. You ever seen one of these actors or actresses interviewed without a writer?
It's hell.
They're dull as hell.
Yeah.
They need writers to be interesting.
They cannot do it.
Yeah. So support those writers. Let's get back on track and start watching more television.
Let's get everybody back to
more.
Work. Let's pay them more and let's get back to work.
All right.
Here.
All right. This is the Conway and Whitman Show. At 10 o'clock, there'll be a brand new heated.
The rubber match.
Name that tune competition.
Yes, and these songs will not be selected by Randy Wang. In fact, I'm going to go talk to the person.
And we have news coming up as well. We got a whole boatload of stuff.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.